Hello.
Good evening. My name is Eddie So, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization,
no,
or work on a volunteer?
No, retired.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated? As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely
definitely
to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
What is your age?
77.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, political issues like replacement. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. David Jordan.
Never heard of him.
Anthony Sabatini.
Never heard of him.
Mark Jordan.
Never heard of him.
Kerry Baker.
Never heard of him.
Nan Cobb.
Never heard of her.
Keith Farner.
Never heard of him.
Mike Levine.
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Eddie Owens.
Never heard of him.
Ron DeSantis.
Favorable, very favorable.
Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, Keith Farner.
No opinion as yet.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, Keith Farner.
I don't have an opinion. I never heard of any of them.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial institution has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Worse.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need any more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic to
his... I strongly dislike Joe Biden and voting for Donald Trump.
Okay. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid a fee, the two of them would have faced off in the primary and Republican would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. This is a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
I'll probably leave that one blank.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in this election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Probably unlikely to vote for him.
A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
I'd be unlikely to vote for him.
A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
I would unlikely vote for him.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
I would be unlikely to vote for him.
A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
I would be likely to vote for him.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who
now,
only
if I knew
recently...
just which one was which.
No, it's just if you are more likely or less likely to vote for them, depending on the statement that I'm reading.
Okay.
A candidate who
would be
only
more
recently...
likely to vote for local.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for the Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Unlikely.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Unlikely.
A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Likely.
A candidate who has served on the Eastis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Likely.
A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
Likely.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands
unlikely.
Of dollars from a colleague. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
Unlikely.
A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Likely.
A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Unlikely.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Unlikely.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Conservative.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school, high school graduate?
College.
Okay. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-choice.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Bye.